Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. I'm your host, Terrence Zepke. This week, I want to talk about planning a trip to a country with rigorous entry requirements. Sure, all countries require passports, and many require visas. Many also require vaccinations. But there are some places that just make us travelers work really hard to gain entry. Unfortunately, these are often the very places that appeal to adventure travelers. So, this episode, I'm going to reveal the 10 toughest countries to visit and what you need to know if you want to go. Okay, now if you're going with a tour operator, I just want to note here that they'll typically assist you with this process. And sometimes they the requirements are actually waived or altered when you're traveling with a group. So, but if you're going on your own or you're going partly on your own or whatever, or your company tour operator doesn't help with this process here, here's what you need to know. And chances are, if you're an adventure traveler, I'm not even sure you have to be an adventure traveler for some of these places. This could be true for any traveler. But number one on the list, if you're going to China, it's one of the 10 tough countries to get into there. You'll be required to get a visa. The cost is, last time I checked, it was about $140. You need to plan a minimum of 1 month in advance. And here's the thing. Applicants have to go in person to one of their six consulates in the U.S. to hand deliver their forms and payment. And for more information on this, you can go to travelvisaexpress.com/China Visa. And I'm going to give you some references throughout this program, but not to worry, all this stuff is also going to be on my website. So if you aren't able to write this down right now, you can just go to TerrenceTalksTravel.com and you'll find all of this. The second toughest country to get into, India. And for some reason, the requirements for this just keep changing. You might be wondering why some of these countries are so hard to get into. There's a lot of political reasons. And so that's part of the reason why it keeps changing. So my best advice to you is to check for the latest requirements there. And you can do that at Travisa, or you can go to travelvisaexpress.com/India Visa. But the last time I checked, it was $75 and a minimum of 1 month application time. But again, this is constantly changing, so be sure to just check on that. Number three, if you're going to Russia, oh boy, this is a tough one. You have to have a letter of invitation written in Russian. Also, you will have to provide a great deal of personal information to them, such as your medical insurance coverage, your education, your employment, all kinds of background that they deem necessary. And if you are granted a visa, it is good for 30 days. And if you lose your visa or you stay even 1 day longer, you can find yourself in real trouble there. So be sure to adhere to their policies there. And I do want to advise you, much of Russia is dangerous when you're traveling on your own. And that's due to kidnapping, hate crimes, and political unrest. Now, Americans are not specifically targeted by any means, but anyone, any traveler can be a victim of this kind of stuff. So just be aware of that. And you need to allow at least 3 months for this application process. And it's approximately $175, so it's kind of a pricey visa. For more information on that, you can go to www.gotorussia.com. And here's number four on my list, if you're going to North Korea. And believe it or not, there are some companies that are offering travel. There are people especially all of us that have been there and done that, that have a fascination with something that's been so secretive for so long and finally a chance to go see. So I think that's an appeal for some people there. But visas are not typically granted to Americans. So if you want to go to North Korea, there are a couple of companies that offer tours there, and it's advisable to go with them if you're interested in travel of any kind to the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. These companies know the rules, and there are a lot of them there, such as you have to be escorted by an authorized guide at all times, everywhere you go in North Korea. And they know where photography is allowed and where it's forbidden and all kinds of other things that will help keep you out of trouble. And so for that information, you would go to www.experiencenorthkorea.com. And you can do a search. There are other companies, but I think this one offers some good packages if you're interested in that. Number five on the list, if you're going to the Congo, Africa, and there are really only a few tourists that are interested in venturing to the Congo. But if you're interested in gorilla treks, it is one of only three places where you can do that. And unfortunately, the Democratic Republic of Congo requires a notarized letter of invitation along with a yellow fever certificate. And one of the things I don't like about this is that you also run the risk of being extorted for unofficial fees when you're there, and if you don't pay them, you can be detained or have your passport confiscated. So I recommend going to Uganda or Rwanda instead for gorilla safaris. Now, granted, they have their own, you know, unrest and political issues, but still more stable than going to the Congo. But if you do want to learn more, if you have your heart set on going there, you can go to congo-republic.travisa.com/. And so number six on the list, if you have any interest in going to Saudi Arabia, well, it's just tough to get a visa there. It's usually only granted to tour operators. If you can get one, it's $500, and it's not a tourist visa. It's a religious visa. And it's at least 1 month turnaround time on that. But women are going to find obtaining a visa most difficult of all the travel population. If you're a female under 30 years of age, you must be accompanied by a male relative. And unmarried couples with a woman of any age cannot travel together alone. You will not be authorized to come in. You can put your names down separately, that you're not traveling together, but you're in the same group. But there's just a lot of rules to that. So you might want to go to www.state.gov/travel. And also, if you're going to Angola, that's number six on my list, you must plan well in advance, as there are excessive waiting periods for visas. And there are consular fees, too. And you also have to provide proof of vaccinations, two invitations, and you have to have a minimum of $100 per day with you to show that you have the financial means to support yourself while in country. So you may be wondering, what is in Angola? Why would I want to go there? And I'll tell you something kind of interesting here. This Central African country is starting to be a popular place with both adventure travelers and just the tourists that have just been everywhere else and are just looking for something a bit different there. It has world-class hotels and resorts. It has some lovely national parks, beautiful beaches, and it offers a lot of water sports. So it's sort of surprising how much it has there. But if you'd like to find out more about what's involved in gaining entry into Angola, you can go to www.angolaembassy.org/visa requirement. Okay, that puts us up to number seven on our list, which is Cuba. And this can only be done by traveling with an authorized concierge or tour operator. Now, I have I have seen and read and heard that you can go to Cuba as an American citizen via Canada. But I really don't recommend that. And the U.S. government strongly recommends not getting a Cuban stamp put in your passport. And so I think that to go to Cuba is just one of those places that you need to go in a group. And I know a great tour operator. There are several companies, actually, believe it or not, that offer trips to Cuba. But the one I recommend is Friendly Planet. And they are www.friendlyplanet.com. They offer a wonderful cultural immersion trip, just so many highlights to it there. And you should be, if you want to know more about Cuba, you should be sure to check out the show that I did where I interviewed the president of Friendly Planet. And we talked about everything you need to know before you go to Cuba and this specific itinerary and cost of this trip that they offer. So if you get a chance, if you want to go to Cuba, you really need to check out that show. Number eight on our list is Brazil. Now, just know that you're going to pay high visa fees. I think it's around $160. And they tell you that it's a one-month application process, but that's really not true. It's an indefinite processing period. You just don't have any idea when you're going to get your visa back from the Brazilian government. And they have a really strange rule that, as far as I know, no other country requires, and that is a no-smile on your passport photo rule. Yes, this is a rule that you cannot be smiling in your passport photo. And so I do want to make sure that you're advised that what they call quick nabbings are common occurrences in Brazil. And there's also a high number of murders, rapes, and robberies. And again, American tourists aren't specifically targeted, but any traveler can be a victim to these things. So just know you're going into a high crime place. But if you want to know more about traveling there, you can go to travelvisaexpress.com/Brazil Visa. And number nine on my list, Bhutan. And you have to plan, and this has gotten really big with adventure travelers in recent histories there, because this Asian country has wonderful trekking adventures. And temples and all kinds of great things to see and do for adventure travelers. But you've got to do some planning to go here. It's a minimum of 3 months for the application process, and it's less than $50 for the visa, though, but so that's not too bad. But you've got to show all kinds of things here because you have to show your financial proof that you can support yourself the whole time you're in country, and there could be some possible surcharges. But most importantly, visas are only authorized to licensed Bhutanese tour operators. So you're really going to have to go with the tour group to that. But to find out more about that, go to www.abto.org/bt/tour-operators/. So, and again, I said this will all be on my website. If you didn't catch that, don't panic. And last, but certainly not least on my list here of tough countries to get into is Zimbabwe. And some of the requirements, your passport has to be valid for a minimum of 6 months after your trip there. And it has to contain at least 2 blank pages. You will need a tourist visa, which is pretty cheap. It's about $30 for a single entry. If you're going to come and go from there, then there's multiple entry visas that cost a bit more. You must show a return airline ticket and, again, proof of adequate funds for the duration of your trip. And some countries, such as South Africa, require a yellow fever certificate from travelers exiting from Zimbabwe. So if you go to Zimbabwe side of Victoria Falls, you must have this certificate to get back into South Africa or Zaire or certain other countries. So, and again, that's why some people, the big thing, Zimbabwe has a lot to offer, a lot of wildlife, a lot of parks, a lot of beautiful things. The big thing they have is the Zambezi River, and also Victoria Falls. So it's very popular with adventure travelers because you can take a sunset cruise on the Zambezi, you can go whitewater rafting on the Zambezi, and then there's all kinds of things that you can do at Victoria Falls. But be advised that this is a volatile place subject to political unrest, and it's also a place known for quick nabbings and tourist scams. So just be aware of that. But if you want more information on this application process, you can go to harare.usembassy.gov/visas, and that'll tell you what you need to know. And just a couple other places that I wanted to mention here. If you're thinking about traveling to Syria, I would just say don't do that. It's just not a good idea right now with the current conflict. In fact, it is closed to United Kingdom citizens right now. But if you go and if you get your requirements and all that, just know U.S. citizens will be fingerprinted if you're even allowed entry. And again, this is my same advice if you're considering going to Iran. And so for more information on those countries or other places that you might be thinking of in the Middle East that you're not certain about, I would go to www.travel.state/gov. So just some advice here. Once you have gotten all your paperwork and it looks like you're going, then just know that there's, and I've mentioned this before when I've given travel advice to people there, once you're there, first and foremost, just use common sense. Think before you act, think before you speak, think before you do anything, because you're in places where it's just so important in these places that you're sensitive to the culture and to the fact that you're an American or a Westerner, and so you're going to probably have a bit more of a critical eye cast on you than some other people. So be a good representative of our country and take care of yourself, stay out of trouble. And so along those lines, always, 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 I say wear appropriate clothing. And this is especially true for women. And do a little research beforehand. Just make sure you know what's taboo, what's socially acceptable, what's illegal, And we talked about this a good bit in another travel show that we did here, talking about 10 things that will land travelers in jail. Things you would never believe, like wearing flip-flops. Seriously, so you might want to check out that show. Make sure all your documents are in order. And I'm talking about your tourist visas, your yellow fever certificates, any proof that you need for the government there, such as your financial resources, a return airline ticket, because you need to have some kind of proof. So if you have an e-ticket, you need to print something out. You need to make sure your passport meets the standards. Every country has a different one, but sort of a common standard is 6 months after your trip before the passport expires and at least 2 blank pages somewhere in your passport. And I don't know what that's about, but there you go. So just make sure you know about that. Travel insurance you might want to consider buying. That's so important when you're going to these kinds of places where things can go wrong. You could miss a flight, you could be detained, whatever. I just think it's a very good idea. You also might want to consider travel assistance packages, which are designed just strictly to help you with legal help abroad. And for more on that, you can check out www.ustia.org. And just a really good thing to know is that you can contact your embassy when all else fails. So just contact the American Embassy, and they'll get you sorted there. So now you know what you need to know when you're going to these places. Just be aware here that you can find travel warnings, the visa application information that we talked about here, all kinds of free travel reports on my site, which is www.terrencetalkstravel.com. And you can also subscribe to my travel blog. I also have a trip pick of the week. and just all kinds of great information designed to help you when you're planning your next trip, whether it's a cruise, whether it's an adventure travel trip, whether it's a trip to Disney, whether you're just looking for some cheap travel tips. I have all kinds of that information on there. So I hope that you have enjoyed this show, and I hope that you found all this information helpful. And I will be back soon with another episode of Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. So stay tuned.